commonly found around the place. Now, with their toxicity, there's been a low acute toxicity but a high chronic toxicity. Just as we had in the case of the dioxins, there's an archetypal dioxin, the TCDD, with which everything's compared. In the case of the PAHs, the archetypal one is benzoylphapyrene, BAP. So for benzoylphapyrene to become active as a carcinogen, it needs bioactivation. So your benzoylphapyrene then is bioactivated and we form an epoxide. So the carbon-carbon oxygen in that triangular system, that's your diol down the bottom, epoxide. And that diol epoxide then is able to bind to DNA. The PAHs also are able to interact with that same receptor that we saw in the dioxins. So these guys then are sort of multifunctional. The interaction with DNA is because this large planar system is able to bind in between the layers inside the DNA structure. So you've got your base pairing, underneath it another base pairing, and you can then slot these planar aromatic molecules in between the two and they can bind. The effects of PAHs then, they are mutagenic compounds, often carcinogenic and teratogenic as well. Just as with the dioxins and PCBs, we have hydrophobicity, lipophilicity, and the, it's an interesting word to say very quickly, lipophilicity. Their volatility is low, they're large, high molecular weight compounds, and these materials then are stable in the environment. They'll typically end up bound to organic matter and sediments if they get into a water system. KOWs are a moderate sort of value, you know, not very high, like we saw with DDT, but these guys then will still partition into organic matter. Low vapor pressure, so but some vapor pressure, and the density being bigger than one will ensure that they'll end up in the bottom in a water system.